It's 842 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke along with Craig Adams. It is the WEOL Morning Show, and happy to have in studio with us folks from the Neighborhood Alliance. We have President and CEO Alicia Foss. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are
you? And also Fund Development Manager Brian Sturgeon. Hi, Brian. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello.
Great. Here to talk about your event coming up on Saturday, Neighborhood Walk Family Fun Festival. Talk about this.
Yes.
What's the idea behind it, and how does it work for folks?
We are going back to an in-person event this year. We've been virtual for the last 2 years because of the pandemic, so we're very excited this year to bring our Neighborhood Walk back to an in-person event. We will be at Lorain County Community College this Saturday, the 10th, from 9:30 to 12, and we will be having a walk and also family-friendly activities so people can come out, bring their kids, and join in the festivities, do the 1 mile walk to support our programs, and just have a lot of fun.
So it's a fun festival, but there is obviously a fundraiser aspect to it. I guess talk a little bit about how people sign up and how they participate in that regard.
So people can sign up at our website, myneighborhoodalliance.org. There's a banner up at the top, register now, or they can go directly to myneighborhoodalliance.org/ neighborhood-walk, and that will also take them to the page to register as well.
And I guess they got a t-shirt, raffle ticket?
Have options. They can buy t-shirts. They could register themselves, all their family. They can sign up as a team, do a team fundraising goal, and share that link with all their friends, family, anybody in the community that wants to help support their fundraising goal as well.
I'm looking at different people. They come up with funny team names. Someone has Cirque de Sore Legs and
things
of that nature.
Yep, I think that's our top fundraiser right now. They can create their own team name. They could put in like a bio why they're deciding to support Neighborhood Alliance and the walk. They can add a nice little photo so they can customize their own team page and share it with anybody they feel like.
Getting people involved in it, sort of a fun effort, and kind of builds momentum as there's some group, maybe another one, maybe looks that they can probably challenge that or do better in fundraising for that, all helping out the Neighborhood Alliance. You mentioned there's activities besides the walk. What else is going on that morning then at the college?
So for the fun festival portion of the event, we're going to have a bunch of kid-friendly activities. We have a DJ coming. We have a balloon animal guy coming, face painting. We're going to have the rock wall that's out in the field house at Lorain County Community College that's going to be available for, I think, anyone 13 and up to do. And then just a random variety of kids' games, cornhole, ring toss, all that kind of stuff. Keep the kids busy.
Keep them busy as this is taking place. And this is obviously a fundraiser. Let's talk a little bit, Alicia, about some of the funds, or maybe even Brian, what they go to, what they help out in the Neighborhood Alliance.
Yeah, so Neighborhood Alliance has four core areas of service: child enrichment, family support services, senior enrichment, and shelter and emergency services. So all of the proceeds that are raised from this event will go to our programming and to support the organization as a whole. Our organization only serves Lorain County, so these funds will stay right here in Lorain County and go to support the clients that we serve in our programs.
And, of course, no matter what the weather, this thing will take place, and it's just a good way to help out. The last time I remember seeing you, and I don't want to put you in sort of a stereotype, but I just remember you wielding a sledgehammer. This is the my image. You know, sometimes it's sort of the first impression you see with you, and this was all about that kitchen that was being done over in Washington Avenue. What's the status of that right now?
So we are mid-build. So the kitchen is progressing. We're getting kitchen equipment delivered. We had some delivered last week. We've got some more coming. All the plumbing is going in, all the infrastructure to support that kitchen. And we're hoping to near completion at the end of October with a prospective grand opening date in the middle of November.
And how many meals might be going out of there?
So this kitchen will triple our capacity to serve meals in the community. We'll go from 3,000 meals to the ability to do 9,000 meals a week.
Is that meals that you then deliver, or people come in, or what's the way that those meals are distributed?
There will be a variety of different ways that we'll distribute those meals. Some of it will be for inside our programs. Our goal is to support our child enrichment centers and have healthier options for the kids for their lunch and snack that they have when they're with us. Then also for our Haven Center homeless shelter to be able to provide healthier meals for them as well, fresh fruits and vegetables, things like that. And then some of it will also support our home-delivered meals program and we'll be able to provide a little bit more tailored meals for medical issues and things like that as we progress and get into more of the catering side of the business. So we have a chef we've hired, and we're very excited to start putting those meals
Does
together.
What you do and all of the people that you serve, are things happen seasonally? We're getting into the fall or into the school when kids are back to school. Does that impact things, how you have different services and what things are maybe stressed or more needed at that time?
No, the school year doesn't really make a difference with it too much. Of course, our school-age kids at the child care centers go back to school, so they're not there throughout the day with us. They're at the school, but they do come before and after school, so they get breakfast and a snack with us still. The shelter, though, as we head into the colder months, we will see an increase in people in our homeless shelter. And so we know that that's going to be a need that's going to be coming up really soon here. So we'll need extra food to prepare for them.
Okay. And, of course, extra funds are always needed. And that's one of the things you can help out with the Neighborhood Walk. Again, the Family Funds Festival at Lorain County Community College. You can register at the Neighborhood Alliance website as well and look as online, for follow them on Facebook and get signed up. They still have time, obviously, to donate or be a part of this program as well, too. And again, coming up Saturday, it'll be beginning at what time does it show up?
9:30.
And what time do you guys show up there to get everything ready?
7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7.
It'll be an early morning.
Get everything ready for people to enjoy a morning of a Saturday to help out the Neighborhood Alliance. Lisa Foss, Neighborhood Alliance President and CEO, and Brian Sturgeon, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.